It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Ever drop your shoes when you're putting them on? Well, you just pick them right back up again. Mm-hmm. See what I brought today? It's a whistle. And it has a slide on it. So it's called a slide whistle. If you move the slide, the sound changes. And if you don't move the slide, the sound stays the same. I'll try playing something. You like that? Slide whistle. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. I'll give them a little whistle. Oh, it's Maggie Stewart. Come in, Maggie.
Hi, Fred. Oh, that's interesting.
Slide whistle.
I like it.
What do you have?
Well, a friend gave this to me, and I thought maybe you and your neighbor might enjoy it. It's something to look at.
Come on in, will you?
All right.
Good. I'd like to see it.
You see, it's water and oil, and you move it around in all kinds of different ways and see what you get.
Beautiful.
Sort of like the ocean, like the ebb and flow.
That's lovely. What if you go like this?
Oh, yes. It does nice things that way, too. Oh, look at it.
This is something you could look at all day.
Oh, I know. It's like the time runs away when I watch it.
Speaking of time, would you have time for a song?
Oh, sure. Always time for a song, especially once a day. Once upon each lovely day, you can hear your song. Once upon each lovely day, your song comes along. There in the air, there's a little tune just wandering, looking around for you. Can you feel it? It's there in the air, staying good as new and wondering when you'll come near it. Once upon each lovely day, listen for your song. Once upon each lovely day, pass your song along.
Pass your song along.
Mm-hmm.
What a peaceful, quiet song.
Yes, it is.
Do you ever get angry, Maggie?
Oh, sure. Everybody gets angry sometimes.
What do you do when you're angry?
The thing that helps me most when I'm angry is swimming.
Swimming?
Mm-hmm. I swim and swim and swim. In fact, it does me good just to think about swimming.
Thank you.
Once a day.
I try to swim once a day.
Angry or not.
Right. I better get on my way.
Thank you so much for bringing this.
Oh, you're welcome. I thought you'd like it.
And thanks for the song. I always like your songs.
I'll be back another time. You can be sure of that. Bye for now.
Bye, Maggie. We all have ways of showing and saying who we are and how we feel. You know, my main ways with music. Yeah, I started to make up songs when I was very young. I'd just go to the piano and I'd make up a song about whatever I was thinking or doing. Like, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of milk. Of that. Sometimes I just make sounds on the piano, you know, sounds about how I was feeling, if I was feeling really happy and as I got older, I made up more and more songs, longer songs like, in fact, I think I'll give you a song I wrote just for you. It's called You Are Special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. F-R-I-E-N-D, that's the way we spell friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. I think it's time for some make-believe. Get the trolley. Hey, trolley. Last time we pretended that Lady Elaine Fairchild was trying to draw a picture of Grandpère's tower. But she didn't like what she drew, so she went and made her museum go around and around and around. And she got on top of it and just went around with it. Well, let's make believe more about that now as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make believe. Ready, trolley? Okay.
Trolley. So, Robert Troll, have you talked with Lady Elaine?
Well, tell you the truth, we could send it around kind of time, so I said you were sitting here tomorrow, so give me the... No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, Friday and I have tried, but she just will not listen.
Oh, I've heard that from everybody. They seem to be every kind of time, not really still, well, but, I see she's still going around, huh?
Around and around and around.
Well, what's she so mad about? She couldn't get the drawing of Grandpère's?
Grandpère's tower, yes. She was trying to draw Grandpère's tower, and she couldn't do it very well. And she said that that's what she was angry about.
Oh, I see. Well, let's get sending in, but... See, I could have done it. I seen her in 2 minutes. I could have had the and taken it right over to her.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I can do
it. Call us if you need us, Robert Troll.
You be seeing. I will. And thanks, Queen Sarah. Be seeing tomorrow. Now let's get busy with this. Get here. Let's see. That sounds
right. Aha, bonjour, Robert Troll.
Aha, bonjour.
Bonjour. Qu'est-ce que vous faisiez?
Oh, I just drawing your tower here, that's all.
Aha, the tower. Mm-hmm. Aha. Voulez-vous le montrer?
You want to see it?
Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, sure, bring him in. I'm glad to show it to you. Wait a second, just get this one little part down here. Let's have that.
N'est-ce pas?
And then we'll get you to see it.
Oh, ça c'est splendide. Excellent, Robert Troll.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. That's independent.
Oh, oui.
I'm going to take this over to Lady Lang.
Oh, la Fairchild?
Uh-huh.
Alors, bonne chance.
Does that mean good luck?
Oui, good luck. Bonne chance avec Fairchild, oui.
Bonne chance, avec.
Oui. Yeah. Au revoir, Robert Troll.
Au revoir, grand-père. Well, I'll just finish this up here and be on my way. Here we go. See, that's not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
I just heard about Lady Elaine and thought I'd come over.
Yeah, Mayor Maggie, she won't stop. Is that right or not?
Yes.
Look.
Yes, so I understand.
I'm going to take this over to her.
Did you make this drawing?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a very good artist.
Oh, well, I've been drawing since I was a little troll. And I've been saying, and I want to take it over and give it to her.
Let's go together.
Great. That's what we see. Come on. Let's see. Maybe you better ding for her.
Yes. Lady Elaine! Yes. Lady Elaine!
Lady Elaine!
Museum's closed. Come another day.
We don't want to come inside, Lady Elaine. We just want to talk with you.
Talk all you want, Toots.
Would you stop going around so we could see you?
Yeah,
I can hear you fine from here.
Yeah, well, why don't you stop, because I want you to take a look at this, and I want you to show you something. You haven't seen it very much.
Okay, what is it?
It's a drawing. That's
a drawing of what?
A drawing of Grandpère's tower.
Grandpère's tower? Let me see that. Who drew this?
Robert Troll drew it, Lady Elaine.
Just the way I wanted to draw it, just the very way. But mine was ugly, and this one
Well, Lady Elaine, Robert Troll has been drawing for a long
Where's
time.
Where's my boomerang? I'm going to show you what I'm good at.
Uh-oh. What do you suppose you meant by that? You can see the grandbot.
I'm not sure.
Now you'll see how good your drawing is.
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
A minute's too long, Toots.
But what are you going to use your toomerang, boomerang, sumerang for?
Hold your hats. You'll see. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Well, that's a relief. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, that's quite
That's amazing. What you think. That's what you think.
What do you mean, Lady Elaine?
You may want to check on Grandpère's tower. Toot, toot.
Grandpère's tower?
Oh, we better check.
I'll say we better check, but we'll see.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe ici?
Grandpère, you all right?
Oh, what is happening?
Oh, Grandpère, are you all right?
Oh.
We think Lady Elaine has turned your tower upside down.
It is what? What you say?
We think that Lady Elaine has turned your tower upside down.
Oh, ma tour, ma pauvre tour. Qu'est-ce qui se passe alors, ma pauvre tour? Dites-moi, regardez-moi ça.
Et ça.
Oui, et ça. Oh, la lumière. Ça continue, la lumière?
Yes, Grandpère, the light, I'll check.
Oh.
Yes, it's continuing to work.
Oh, heureusement. Mais la pauvre tour, qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire? affair.
Well, I'm going to check with King Friday.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay here with Grandpère.
Oh, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, that's right, Trolley. Something must be done about it.
Just because somebody draws something better than you doesn't mean you should turn it upside down. What do you think will happen? What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now? What would you say to her? Well, we'll think more about that make-believe place next time. Is that the phone? Oh, it is. Hello? Oh, hi, Jay. Sure. Oh, that'll be fine. All right. Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish, and then I'll go out and wait for you. All right. See you then. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, that's Jay Stiperk, and he's going to be giving us some exercises today, and I'll wait for him outside. He likes to do our exercise work out there. Yeah, he's a student of Marlon Barnett's. But right now, some food for the fish. You're getting your exercises, aren't you? Mm-hmm. These beautiful fish. So let's go out and wait for Jay. Get our exercises. You know how Marlon Barnett gives us exercises? Yeah, well, she has some students at her school, and they're going to be teachers for us, too, particularly Jay Stiperk. Oh, here he comes now. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. Glad to see you. Come on in.
Thank you.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Mr. Jay Stiperk.
Hi, how are you?
Did Marlon give you some ideas as to what we should be doing as far as exercises?
Yes, she did. First, we'll turn around here.
Uh-huh.
And now, put the brakes on, don't want to go anywhere. Take your arm, and this is just a stretch before we do them.
Okay.
And you just pull your arm over like this.
Now, you tell me if I'm doing it right.
Yep, that's right. And then do the same with the other arm.
You press hard, is that it?
Yes, so you can feel it.
Oh. Feel it.
And then, now, are you all ready?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just take your arm, just stretch over, go over as far as you can.
This way?
Yes.
Ooh, I can feel it right there. Yeah.
And then do the same with the other arm. And we'll do that one more time on both sides.
All right. I know you're a swimmer, Jay. Do you do these exercises before you swim?
Yes, so you don't get hurt when you're swimming.
Uh-huh.
It helps a lot.
You got to be really strong to swim.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I was just wondering, could you tell me and my friend why it is you use a wheelchair?
Well, it's because when I was born with a tumor on my spine.
Uh-huh.
And the tumor blocks the nerves that go to my legs.
I see.
So.
But there are lots of things that you do.
Oh, yes. Play basketball and I swim. Mm-hmm. And I play baseball.
You do?
Yes. I catch, and when you catch, you're on your knees.
Yeah.
And then when it's time for me to bat, I hit the ball and somebody runs for me.
Great. Yeah. And basketball, you've got some moves in your basketball work, don't you?
Yes.
I'd love you to show them that.
Well, there's one. When the ball switches sides to the other court,
uh-huh.
And you want to turn, you just pop a wheelie and turn.
That is very fast. Are there any exercises that you do when you're feeling sad or angry or anything like that?
Well, I go in the backyard and I shoot hoops by myself. Right, exactly. And also, I take deep breaths.
Deep breaths?
Like this.
Try that. Does that help?
Oh, yes. You can feel the tension relieving.
I guess each one of us has to find his or her own way.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't work for everybody, does it?
Right, it helps me, but we all have to find our own ways that help us.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get back to school now because I'm teaching a class on wheelchair basketball.
You're teaching a wheelchair basketball class?
Yes.
Boy, they're fortunate to have you for a teacher, Jay.
Oh, thank you.
Give Marlon my best.
I will.
Thanks very much, and come back, will you?
Oh, I will. Thanks a lot.
Okay, maybe I'll see you in the pool.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Fine young man. What about that? Deep breathing. Come on in. That deep breathing reminded me of this. The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry or sad or happy, many things that don't hurt ourselves or anybody else, like exercises or breathing or music or sports or crafts, all sorts of things. In fact, they're some of the best things we can ever learn to do. Busy day. Let's see who this is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery from Red Grooms.
Oh, is this the painting?
This is the painting.
Oh,
would you like to see it?
I surely would.
Now, where do you think the best place would be to unveil the painting?
Right about here.
Right about here?
Uh-huh. How did?
All right, now.
How do you find it?
Well, he told me to run my hand along here, and that will open.
Yeah.
And then
this part. Oh, it's carefully wrapped, isn't it?
Yes. Now, take this in and lift it up. Speedy delivery. There's the painting.
Oh, look at that.
Look, your sweater, he's finished painting it green.
Yes, that's what I was wearing when I was there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the tie, oh, and here. And you.
There I am.
He finished painting you hanging on there?
To the back of the trolley. Oh, here's Daniel.
Uh-huh. Henrietta.
Look what she's doing. She's
covering her eyes like this. And the king and the queen and X.
And I think you're steering a trolley.
I surely am. Isn't it wonderful?
You know, Red Grooms surely knows how to use his hands in special ways.
Oh, he certainly does, to make extra special art. I'm going to call him and thank him right away.
All right, now, where should we put it? I have more delivery, so I'll help you move it to a spot here.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Very good.
There you are. Well, I have more deliveries in the neighborhood today.
And I have a song I could play for you.
Oh, well, all right. Okay. Let's see.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy delivery.
You surely gave it.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Very good, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I have more deliveries. You know something? When I'm in a hurry and I have a busy day, it sometimes helps me to stop and sing.
Stop and sing.
So thank you for your help.
Good for you.
So, speedy delivery.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Mr. McFeely. Woo! This is wonderful. I must call Red Grooms and just tell him how I love it. I think I'll just take this over with me. Hey, Red. Oh, Mr. McFeely just brought the painting. It's wonderful. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. What a special friend you are. And a wonderful artist. Yeah. Et mes hommages à Lysiane. Thanks. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Ooh. What a good day. Get a frame for that. Special one. Yeah. You know, it shows that you're really growing up. When you discover what healthy things you like to do with your hands, your head, your heart, to help your feelings, give you good feelings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Oh, what a great thing to be able to have. Take it off with me, get a nice frame for it, and give it a toot. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.